Let's look to the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Almighty and eternal sovereign heavenly Father,
永恒大能的天父，
the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob,
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝，
according to thy sovereign grace and covenant mercies, we appear before thy holy presence on this Sabbath morning.
照着你的主权和以我们所立的约，我们今天早上聚合在这里。
O Lord, thou art a great God, who not only created the heavens and the earth, but thou hast made us in thy image.
你不但创造了这宇宙万物，你也照着你的样式造我们。
And hast summoned us out of darkness and depravity into the everlasting light of the glorious gospel of redemption.
从我们的堕落中，你宣召了，召了我们出来。
O Lord, we confess that we have sinned against you throughout the week.
神啊，我们向你承认我们这一周所犯的罪。
And we come before your presence with penitent hearts, seeking for thy forgiveness of sins.
我们带着悔改的心，求神你赦免我们的罪。
That thou would purge and sanctify our hearts.
洁净我们的心。
That our worship would ascend to thee as a holy sacrifice, acceptable before thee.
使到我们的崇拜乃是向馨香的祭物献上。
May thy spirit fill this place and awaken our hearts.
愿你的灵充满这地方，苏醒我们的心。
That through thy inspired word, that thou will instruct us out of the richness of thy laws.
借着你所默示的话语来启示我们。
That the people may benefit and that we may grow in the fear and nurture of the Lord.
使到我们从你话语受益，然后能够在你话语上长进。
We thank thee for the establishment of New Life BBC 33 years ago.
我们为新生命堂在33年前的建立来感谢你。
Thou hast established a reformed church in the northern part of this island state.
感谢神你在这新加坡的北部建立了一个改革中的教会。
There be a beacon of light and truth, bringing forth the gospel to the people in the vicinity and beyond.
愿我们成为真理的这灯塔，使到多人能够来认识你。
O Lord, may thou use this church that you will continue to be a beacon of truth and a defense of the faith.
愿我们的教会能够成为真理的灯塔，继续为主你来做见证。
That through everyone that is gathered here this morning, that we may be faithful witnesses of the manifold grace of God.
愿每一位在这里聚会的都能够成为忠心的这见证人。
Now open our hearts and our minds and our eyes to the truth of your word.
这时候求主打开我们的心来领受你的话语。
Hush every spirit and quieten every heart.
除去其他的灵，然后在帮助我们在你面前能够肃静。
Only the Spirit of God will minister to the hearts of men.
愿神你的灵能够来帮助我们。
For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Well, I greet you all in the blessed name of our Triune God.
我奉三位一体的神来问候大家。
I bring you fraternal greetings from the session and members of Maranatha Bible Presbyterian Church.
我这里代表纳达教会的长执团还有全体会友问候大家。
While you are the furthest northern BB church, we are the furthest eastern BB church in this island state of ours.
那新生命堂的位置呢，是在新加坡的最北端。那马拉纳达的教会呢，是在新加坡东部的最尾端。
I'm very encouraged by the ministry of your pastors and session, and you have a ministry to three languages, both in English, Chinese, and even to the Tamil people.
苏牧师呢，他很高兴我们在这里有三堂的聚会。
And you have gone into missions, you have established outreaches in India, and you have gone in different parts of Asia, and you've been a wonderful testimony to the glory of God and to the edifying of the people of God.
我们能够到海外去宣教， 愿神的名得荣耀，神的这上帝的子民得鼓励。
On this day of your annual congregation meeting to come, I thought we'll meditate something that has to do with church building.
在我们今年的会友大会呢的时候，我想到与你们分享这建立教会的事。
I'd like to derive this study from the book of Nehemiah, which our chairman has just read for us.
我们来看这尼希米记第四章，刚才主席们与我们读过这一段的经文。
I need to give you some background to this historical book that undergirds the return of the Jewish people from exile into Jerusalem.
我们要来看这犹大人归回耶路撒冷的背景。
Nebuchadnezzar sacked Jerusalem in 586 BC.
这尼布加尼撒王这攻打耶路撒冷在公元前586年的时候。
So their foreign policy is to capture slaves and people under their charge and bring them back to their own country and put them in exile for a period of time.
他们的外交政策呢，就是把他们所打败的人俘虏到他们的国家去。
But in God's sovereign good time, during the time of Cyrus the Persian king, God allowed them to return after 70 years in exile.
跟着神他的主权和时间呢，在塞鲁士当王的时候呢，允许犹大人回国。
To remember the order of return, just remember Zen, Zen.
想到这犹大的子民回国呢，我们可以想到这英文的字母 Z-E-N。
The first letter Z stands for Zerubbabel led 50,000 Jews and they returned in 538 BC.
这第一个 Z 是所罗巴伯的名字，他带领大约有50,000的百姓回国。
And when they came back, they rebuilt the temple.
回到国内的时候呢，他们重建圣殿。
But there was no one to teach and to begin to instruct from the Torah and to get the people to be revived in the Word.
他们需要有人来带领他们，教导他们摩西的经文。
So in about 457 BC, God raised up a man called Ezra and he came back with 2,000 Jews.
在这公元前457年的时候，神兴起以西拉，带领了20,000人回国。
And he was responsible for the teaching of the law as a scribe. He was greatly used of the law to begin to accustom the people to sacred worship within the temple again.
他教导百姓有关上帝的话语，然后重新的在圣殿里崇拜神。
But there's still one more thing that needs to be done.
但还有一件需做的事情。
Walls of Jerusalem in the central city was broken down during the time of the war.
因为战争的缘故，城墙呢已经毁坏。
And there was no one to rebuild the wall, even though many people have come back to Jerusalem then.
虽然许多的犹大人已经回国，但是没有人修墙。
So at this point in time, God raised up a lay person. He's not full time. Nehemiah is a king cupbearer, and he came back in 445 BC.To rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
就在这种情况的时候，神兴起尼希米，他在公元前445年回到耶路撒冷。
So this is the background. By the time we reach chapter 4 of Nehemiah, he has arrived and they have started building, but there are problems.
有这历史的背景之后，我们看尼希米记第四章，他们在这重建这城墙的事情。
There are four thoughts I want to leave with you this morning.
在今早上，我有四方面要与大家分享的。
I'm going to derive all this from the book of Nehemiah, from the various verses that we have just read.
我所要与你们分享的这四段呢，都起于今早所读的经文。
Firstly, every child of God and every church should have a soul to build.
每一间教会，每一位基督徒要建立。他人的灵魂。
A soul to build the kingdom of God.
这里的意思呢，就是建立上帝的国。
So in verse 6, we see this phrase, So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work.
第四章第六节如此说，这样我们修造城墙， 城墙就都联络高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。
You know, the word "so built we the wall" is a very strong, determined sentence in the Hebrew language.
这第六节的第一段在原文里头呢，是一个很这强的一段的话。在这里要强调的就是，百姓他们很决心要回国去建造修造这城墙。
The reason why I say that, because in verse 1 to 5, we have various obstacles and hindrances that will undermine the building of God's kingdom.
我如此说，因为从第一到第五节给我们看到，这要修墙面对了很多的反对。
When the people of God want to construct, Satan will try to obstruct.
当神的子民要建造的时候呢，这撒旦他要搞破坏。
So one of the weapons of the evil one, we are told in verse 1, as they tried to build, enemies came and began to take indignation and they mock the Jews.
第一节告诉我们，这他们要开始这重建的时候呢，这敌人就发怒、恼恨、嗤笑犹大人。
Nobody in this room or this sanctuary likes to be mocked at or criticized.
相信这里没有人愿意被人嗤笑。
Sometimes when we want to start a mission for the Lord, people laugh at us. They say that, "Are you sure it's going to work? It's going to close down in a few weeks' time."
有时候我们要到海外做宣教的时候呢，有人会这样的认为，这宣教的工作不会持久。
And you say we want to build this church. They said that you will definitely fail because you don't have the resources. You might as well give it up.
你必定失败，因为你没有那资源。
So the ridicule was that as they tried to build, they say you're building out of rubbish, which should be burned in the first place. In verse 2.
那第二节，这敌人说你们要建造，你们没有材料，你们有的是一些的废堆。
To add insult to injury, in verse 3, they say that even a fox, it will run and then will break your stone wall. That means it's so weak, even a small little creature will destroy your wall.
那加以这嗤笑他们说，连狐狸上去的时候呢，这石墙呢也必刺倒。
Discouragement is a very powerful weapon of the evil one.
这敌人所要搞的破坏最大的这个武器就是使人失志。
Many times people have given up serving God, they've given up studying the Bible, they've given up praying because they were so discouraged in their hearts.
所以很多时候呢，信徒他们失志，结果呢，他们不读经，不祷告。
But Nehemiah had a good spirit. Despite all this, he said, "So built we the wall."
尼希米有一个很好的性质，所以他说。我们要建修造城墙。
It's a sense of gumption, of determination, of perseverance, of vision in that statement.
这里给我们看到他的意象，给我们看到他这心里的这肯定要去做一件事情。
There's a sense in which Christian people must rise up with a strong sense of purpose and meaning and direction against all odds.To build the kingdom of God.
在这里给我们看到信徒要站起来，有同一个心志，为着神来建造。
I remember about 11 years ago, we started a work in Bangalore, India.
在这11年前呢，我们在马纳纳达教会在印度的地方开始圣工。
And so we rented a place, and we just two families of seven people.We started a work in the off the center part of Bangalore, and it started very small.
在印度的 Bangalore 这个地方呢，开始圣工，开始的时候只有两户家人，总数只有七个人开始这教会的事工。
Honestly, we don't know how it will turn up. It was the first time we're starting a church in a foreign land and a land that we're not very familiar with, but the higher hand of God led a brother George Carrier who came from our church and studied here and he went back and he had a burden to start a BB church.
那时候我们 也没有这经历在海外就开始施工，但神的带领在这马拉纳达教会的一位弟兄叫 Zakaria， 他回国去侍奉神。
And then it comes to a time where we need to buy a piece of land to build a church.
那到了时候，我们需要买一块地。
So it costs us 290,000 sing.
这块地的价值呢是29万。
We don't have much money in our mission fund. We're just a small church trying to help missions in this land.
我们的教会人数不多，这资金也有限。
But by the mercies of God, the Lord provided the money to buy the land.
但神在他的怜悯呢，供应这一笔钱来买下这一块地。
And then the missionary said, "Now we need to build the church on the land."
过后呢，这宣教士或者传道人说，我需要在这土地上盖教堂。
And we need about 200,000.
再需要20万块。
And then they said, "Where are we going to get the money?"
那钱要从哪里来？
Again, the Lord's providential hand provided the resources to build the first floor, just the ground floor first, and some necessary works in an adjoining area, and we got the church started on the new land.
所以神再一次的供应我们的需要，我们就开始盖，开始是盖了第一层，还有里面所需要的东西。
But I must add that in the process, we received complaints from our neighbors.And the police came to our church.
在建造的过程呢，邻居向警方投诉。
So in India, if you want to build something, you want to start, you need to get the goodwill and the approval of all your neighbors, so that you can do something. It's kind of interesting, and we face very hostile neighbors at one stage.
在印度，若你要开始这教会的施工呢，你先要得到。这邻居周围居民的好意。
So the neighbor closed the main road. Our trucks couldn't come in to bring the sand and all the building materials, and we were delayed for about 2 to 3 months in the construction process.
他们就堵住这大路，使到这建造的工程呢面对的困难。
Thank God the police found nothing illegal. We did everything above board, and it was soundly approved.But still, the hostility continued, and our missionary was threatened by a few men who came to his house and threatened him if he dared to continue to build.
虽然警方没有发现到什么违法的事情呢，但是居民呢还是非常的敌对。
And to cut the long story short, today there are 80 people worshiping in Covenant BP Church in the English and Canada service, and another.70 over children in Elim Childcare.
今天呢，教会渐渐的在长进中，约有80位会友在那里聚会，还有70多位孩子呢，在他们的幼儿园里面。
I remember there was one time our missionary was so down, he cried over the phone. He said, "Pastor, can we sell this land and go somewhere else? It is very difficult to continue the ministry."
那时候呢，这传道人非常的沮丧，甚至呢，在电话在通话的时候呢，他在哭着。
But we prayed and committed to the Lord, and by the higher hand of God, so built we the church, and by the grace of God, the church was the full building was completed in 2009.
但神他有最好的安排。在2009年的时候呢，整栋的教堂呢建立起来。
Not only a soul to build, secondly, we must have a mind to work.
那不但我们要建立上帝的国，但是我们也要有这觉志来建造。
So in verse 6, the last part, I like the spirit of the people. All the people were united.And they have a same mind, a same desire, and the compelling desire was not only to begin the work, but here it has a sense of to finish the work, to complete what God has entrusted to them. In verse 6.
在第六节的后段告诉我们呢，百姓他们很专心，他们不但是同心，他们也非常的一致，要把这城墙修好。
And it's very important, everything starts from the mind. God has given to us not a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind.
上帝赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，是刚强的，是仁义的。
And so to each one of us belong a sanctified mind, and you can use this mind for the kingdom of God, or sometimes being distracted, we can use it for the kingdom of the world.
我们有神所赐给我们的心思，我们的这个分辨的能力来完成，来做主的工。
You know, there's a tiny creature that Solomon recommends to us in Proverbs chapter 6.
在箴言第六章呢，所罗门，他在那里告诉我们有一样的这动物。
You can see this little thing, a little creature, I call it, in your house or everywhere, probably in a hawker center, even your church.
这动物呢，在你家里，在熟食中心呢，都可看见。
Solomon said, "Look to the ant."
在那里，所罗门说，我们要向蚂蚁学习。
The model for biblical Christianity is not the indolent pig, but the industrious ant.
我们所要模仿的不是那些懒惰的，而是殷勤的蚂蚁。
Something amazing about this creature, you see them, they're always scurrying around. When you leave some food on the table, I don't know where they come from, honestly. Somehow or other, they make it and they pick up your bits and pieces and they start carrying and passing on to one another and seem to bring it to somewhere somewhat organized.
所以你可以看到，落在你石桌上呢，有零碎的食物呢，他们很快就来到，把这零碎的食物呢，则带走。
Have you ever seen a stationary ant?
请问，你曾经看见一只没有动作的蚂蚁吗？
Well, that's a dead ant.
有的话，那蚂蚁已经是死了。
I'm amazed by this creature. And Solomon said, look to the ant. And I'm ashamed of myself that many times we are guilty of not following the good example of the ant that Solomon has proposed to us.
很多时候没有向蚂蚁来好好的学习。
There's one verse in Romans 12:11. I just want to read this to everyone because it's very short, but let this be a motto of life when you serve God.
我们来看罗马书第十二章，verse 11，第十一节。
Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
这里圣经告诉我们，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。The
word here is not sluggish, and I like the Chinese translation because the word fervent means boiling or burning. So they got the 火热 is correct. And the spirit that we serve God is not sluggish, slow moving, but boiling or burning in your spirit when you serve God.
我们侍奉上帝的态度不是懒惰的。 但是是火热的。
With what velocity do you move with when you bring the gospel of Christ in evangelism?
我们是以怎样的速度来传讲福音呢？
Well, in the early days, after they saw the empty tomb, we were told that the ladies, Magdalene and the other Mary, they ran quickly in Matthew 28 to tell the other disciples. That's how fast these ladies ran to tell people that Jesus has a reason. What a wonderful testimony.
妇人看到空坟墓的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚立刻就去告诉其他的人。I
must confess that sometimes when it comes to serving God and evangelism, many of us move with such sluggish speed and almost an unwillingness. But a lesson from these people at the New Testament, they have this zest and this zeal and this fervency for the kingdom of God.
很多时候我们是拉着脚的去传福音，但这里给我们看到的就是早期的信徒呢，他们是以火热的心，很这快的速度去传讲。In
fact, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, it was said that if a person will not work, he should not eat.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章告诉我们，不做工的人就不得吃。
Because during that time, there were some people that were taking advantage of the church. That Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10 to 12, he said, if any of you, that we commanded, if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that some of you which walk among you are disorderly, working not at all, but busy bodies. Now then, there are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread.
这帖撒罗尼迦后书3章第10到第12节。 我们在你们那里的时候曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭，因我们所说，听说在你们中间有人不按规矩行事，不按规矩而行，什么工作都不做，反倒专管闲事。第12节，我们靠着主耶稣基督吩咐，劝诫这样的人要安静做工，吃自己的饭。
The Christian church must be characterized by a hard-working community of redeemed people that is given to the construction of the kingdom of God.
我们基督徒要成为一群殷勤的工人，为着神的国度来做工。
It takes hard work to organize this service, to get the weekly out, and the ushers, and people who do the car park, and the food, and later the ACM documents. All this takes tremendous, strenuous work to get the church in order and working.
在今天这样的聚会里头呢，背后是需要有一群努力在工作的工人。
I think of the Sunday school teachers, I think of the fellowship meetings, I think of the evangelism and your boys' brigade. All this takes tremendous commitment of hard work among the people of God.
我们在主日学的事工，在传福音的事工，在男女少年女的事工上呢，都要大家付出精力来侍奉神。
But you see, when you have a mind to work, sometimes the discouragement came in verse 10.
当你有意志要侍奉神的时候呢，往往你会受到这灰心的考验。
What happened was Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there's so much rubbish, there's much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall.
因为在这城里呢，有很多的废堆，使到他们不能够修建。
Building also includes removal of rubbish.
所以在修建这工程里头呢，我们也看到有需要把废堆除掉。
Before we can serve the Lord effectively, we need to put off the old man. We need to come and confess and repent of our sins. And as a church, we need to humble before the Lord. And as a united membership, we need to rededicate our lives afresh for effective service.
在我们还没有侍奉神之前呢，我们需要把生活上一切的这不义、罪恶把它除掉。
You know, one of the most difficult things to do is not sometimes construction, it is removing unwanted things. And this is something we need to do to our house, not only during Chinese New Year time.
这建造可能不是困难的事情，但是要把废物除掉的话， 可能这是非常有挑战性的。
Every October before anniversary, we have a church cleaning day.
在马拉纳达，这每年10月份有他们的周年感恩庆之前呢，他们有一次的大扫除。
Somehow or other, every year there seem to be so many things to throw.
每一年似乎都有很多需要扔掉的东西。
And sometimes we are guilty of it. Sometimes we hoard things that we don't need. But in order to create space for new things to come in, we need to clean up our act.
有需要把新的东西带进教会，那旧的、不需要的、跟不好的都要除掉。
Do we need to remove anything in our lives that's displeasing and that's unwanted and unnecessary in the sight of God?
我们是否在生活上有一些神看为不好的事呢？我们需要把它除掉。
That's arguably one of the greatest obstacles and hindrances to effective work to be done for our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是唯一最大的阻碍，使到我们不能很有效地为神来工作。
So in 1 Corinthians 3, Paul says that we are co-laborers with God. Christ is the master builder, and we build under him who is in charge of that building.
哥林多前书第三章告诉我们，我们的主耶稣他是这工作的，这工头，我们是在他下面与他同工的人。
And when we build, we must build on good sound foundations that it holds and stand the test of time.
我们建造的时候呢，也必须把这个根基立好。
Some years ago in Taiwan, there was some building that collapsed.
在几年前呢，台湾有几栋楼倒塌。
And they found that after investigation, some of the buildings, they even have plastic bottles as this foundation. It's amazing, but some people have to be taken to task.
这过后，他们发现到在一些高楼的这个底层呢，就是他们的根基呢，有这塑胶的瓶子作为根基。
So on Christ alone, now solid rock, we must build the wall, and we have a mind to work.
我们要把根基建在磐石上，然后由这样的心智来修造。
The third thought came from verse 9. Nevertheless, we make our prayer unto our God.
第三点来自第九节，然而我们祷告和我们的神。
A soul to build, a mind to work, and a heart to pray.
所以这里给我们看到第一点，就是他们建立神的国，他们同心，然后第三点呢，他们能够一起的祷告。
Prayer symbolizes dependence on our Lord for His guidance and His supplies.
祷告说明我们乃是依靠上帝。
In prayer, we do not give orders to God. We come humbly to get directions and guidance from the Lord.
不是吩咐神去做什么，乃是从神那里得到他的启示。
And we must pray both in adversity and prosperity.
我们要求神给我们能够在凡事上亨通。
One day, a Sunday school boy began to pray to the Lord.
有一天，一位主日学的学生向神祈求。
Said, Lord, if you help me through this exam, I promise I won't disturb you for another year.
他说，若你帮助我，这顺利考过这一次的考试呢，在这一年内，我不会再骚扰你。
Well, what an honor that is. How many times do you talk to your wife and your children and the people you meet?
我们用多少时间与配偶、孩子们沟通呢？
Before WhatsApp came into the picture, you know, in the quite a few years back, we used to use SMS to communicate with one another.
还没有WhatsApp的时候呢，以前我们是用发短信与他人沟通。
Do you know that Singapore has the highest use of SMS in Asia?
你知道吗？在这亚洲里头呢，我们新加坡人呢，用的这个发短信的次序是最多的。
I spoke to a young person and I said, how many SMS do you send a month?
我问一位年轻人，你在一个月里头发了多少个短信？
He said, well, about 1,005 or so.
他说，约有1000到1500个。
Well, actually, it's quite true. You think of it. Sometimes in a day, before we realize, we maybe have sent 50, you know, WhatsApp, and we send to so many people, but now it's free. In those days, if you exceed a certain amount, you have to pay for it.
在早期呢，这个发短信呢有一个限制，今天相信是免费的。
What's the last time you sent a WhatsApp or SMS to heaven?
你最后一次向神发了短信是什么时候？
I think it's long distance, it's out of this world. I don't know whether satellite will help, but prayer is the avenue that God has created for us to touch base with heaven.
我们与上帝的沟通是借着祷告。
David said in Psalm 5:3, Lord, early in the morning you shall hear my voice, for I will praise you.
大卫说，在清晨的时候我要向你祷告。
Mary Kidder in the book, our hymnal, he said in a song she composed, El, you left your room this morning, did you think to pray?
一位作诗的女信徒 Mary Keller， 她讲了这一句话：你今天离开你房间的时候，你是否有祷告
I must confess, this is one area of weakness, even among pastors and leaders of the church.
我要承认这是牧师, 这教会领袖的, 一个软弱。
In 1 Samuel 12, Samuel makes a statement that really woke us up from our prayerlessness.
撒母耳在撒母耳记上十二章说了一句要唤醒我们的话。
He said, God forbid that I should sin against him by ceasing to pray for you.
神不允许我, 因没有为他人祷告而得罪他。
I have an announcement to make.
我在这里有一个宣告, 有一个报告。
Prayerlessness is a sin.
没有祷告是罪。
And I've been guilty of it many times. Many times we failed to pray. Many times we said we'll pray for so and so and we forgot to pray. This is our sin. This is our failure. We must repent of this sin.
很多时候我们说我为你祷告，我为他祷告， 但我们失败了，这是我们的罪。
One day, after I spoke in Life Church, one senior lady came and spoke to me. Everybody was coming out shaking hands. He said, Pastor, can you pray for me?
有一次我在生命堂证道之后， 有一位, 年纪比较长的弟兄, 对我说, 请为我祷告。
So I said, I'll pray for you. And then he said, can you pray for me now?
我说我会为你祷告， 但这位信徒说， 你可以现在为我祷告吗？
So while everybody was getting out of the church, we just moved to one corner and we prayed. And I learned a lesson from this senior person, because sometimes if you don't pray now, we may just forget. And it's why sometimes if you have a request, can we pray before we go? But at least you pray once. If not at all, remember to pray, and pray with fervency and tenacity and importunity.
我们就到了一个角落一起的祷告，从这里我学习到一个重要的功课，就是可以的话，我们要这当场与那一位信徒一起的祷告，恐怕过了时候呢，我们会忘了。
When I was studying in the States on my sabbatical away from church, one of our former members, the late Rose Stowe, called me up on the phone.
当我在放安十年假在美国深造的时候呢， 一位会友打电话联络我。
And she said, I have this problem, I have this concern, and she's in Singapore and I'm in Florida. And then I said, Sister, let's pray over the phone. And I learned something. Even we be separated by long distances, don't be ashamed and afraid to pray with people over the phone.
我们虽身遥远的地方呢，在电话里头呢，我与这位姐妹一起的祷告。
A heart to pray, that's required for spiritual success and vitality in the work of the kingdom of God.
我们需要有祷告才有力量在神的工作上。
Finally, an eye to watch in verse 9, and set a watch against them day and night because of them.
最后的一点就是一起的看守，这昼夜的防备看守。
So a soul to build, a mind to work, a heart to pray, and an eye to watch. These are the four thoughts.
所以最后的一点就是能够看守防备。
Vigilance is required of every soldier of the army of God.
这能够谨慎是在上帝的军队里所需要的。
We led a group to Israel quite a few years ago, and I have some Jewish friends who reside in Tel Aviv.
我曾经率领一群的弟兄姐妹到以色列国去，在那里我。 我有几位犹太族的朋友。
Do you know when he drives his car, in his boot, he has everything that's required for him. When he's activated, within 2 hours, he'll be at his camp, wherever he is, because he's some kind of an officer. So he's alert and ready all the time.
这位朋友呢，在他的这个车的后箱里头呢，有他这个军队的所给他的配备。他说，若军队要他回营的话呢，在2个小时的时间，他能够装备好。
He reminded me of Yom Kippur in October 1973, where the Israelites were taken by surprise on the holiest day of atonement. They were attacked by the Syrians and they were almost taken by surprise, and by the grace of God, thank God they were not defeated in the end.
在1973年的时候呢, 以色列国面对了一次的事件, 名为 Yom Kippur, 在这里他们受到叙利亚的攻击。
Gordy Meir, the Prime Minister, was so discouraged, she resigned, and 2,500 soldiers died in the war, and they say that Yom Kippur will never be the same again.
因着那一次的经历，使到大约有2000个兵士呢丧失他们的生命。那时候呢，总理也辞职了，他说以后的 Yom Kippur 不会再有同样的遭遇。
It can happen to any one of us. The lack of vigilance, the lack of alertness make us vulnerable to the wiles of the evil one.
若我们不谨慎的话, 随时会被敌人,
,攻破。 America will never forget 7 December 1941.
这美国的居民, 他们不会忘记在1941年的时候, 在7月11日所发生的一件事情。
It was an ordinary Sunday morning in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii.
那一天就像每一天一样。
Everyone in the Navy fleet was going doing the business. Some were having tea and coffee. Others were having a stroll and cleaning up the place. It was a wonderful day. It's the Lord's Day. And everybody was having a normal day.
海军的兵士们呢，都在他们通常的执行的工作上
But little did they realize, suddenly from the sky, there were sparks of some aircraft that's approaching, and by the time they found out who they are, there were hostile Japanese kamikaze aircraft that's come to attack the 7th Fleet.
他们从遥远看到有飞机呢，靠近他们。不久之后呢，我们看到日本的这个战机袭击他们。
Nobody was prepared for that at all. The admirals, the commanders, they're having a good time, and the rest are all history. Many of the battleships sank, but thank God some of them are out in sea, so they were not totally destroyed. But that incident propelled America into the Second World War and changed the face of the Second World War after that.
因为他们没有这谨慎的防备，那时候呢，他们被打败惨重，但虽 虽没有完全失去他们的海舰，但他们在这里学习到一个很大的功课。
I must confess that alertness is not part of a normal system in life.
警醒呢，不是在我们的血统里头。
But we see, as we look below, Nehemiah is a very organized leader. In verse 13, he got the people to carry swords and the bows and the spears, and he was himself the leader holding the to bugle call to warn them if there's any impending enemy.
他们就这尼希米呢就吩咐他的百姓们要做好准备。十三节告诉我们说，所以我们使百姓按种族拿刀拿枪拿弓站在城墙后边低洼的空处。
Can you imagine you are doing work and in one hand is a spear, the other hand is a shovel, you're building but you're defending. But that's the spirit of every Christian. We are building but we are ready for defense of the faith anytime. They go hand in hand together.
所以这里给我们看到做信徒呢，要有这样的预备好，一边拿起武器来防备，另一 之手呢，是用来侍奉、做工。
Some of you remember Charles Haddon Spurgeon, he produced a magazine called The Sword and Trowel. Actually, he took it from Nehemiah chapter 4. Sword and Trowel. Trowel is to construct, sword is to fight. He got the spirit of Nehemiah.
大家有看过斯布镇所出版的一个刊物叫 Sword and Trowel, 这里呢就他 有 他的这个出版的刊物的名字来自尼西米的记载。
Are you watchful? Are you alert? Because many times Satan called us off guard, and the Lord said, "When I come again, will there be faith on the earth?"
我们的敌人撒旦是在我们非防备的时候要来攻击我们。那我们的主问我们：我们有没有警醒呢？
During Noah's time, when the flood came, many were having a good time. After warning and warning, after 120 years, the people did not heed the warning. They were not watchful, and they faced the consequences.
在挪亚的时代呢，那时候的人，他们在吃喝玩乐，没有做好准备。
If there's one word we need to be careful about in the last day, it is watchfulness.
在末世的时候，我们需要的一个字就是要警醒。
We've got to watch out for spiritual danger. We've got to watch out for the enemy's attack. We've got to watch out for the coming of Christ.
看到属灵的危机，要看到敌人的攻击，还有主的灾难。
In our Chinese service, we have one sister that have been approached by two sisters in Simei, and they say, "We are international students. We want to welcome you to join our Bible study."
在我们中文部，就是马拉纳达中文部的聚会，有一位姐妹曾经遇到两位女士，她们自称是国际学生的组织来的。
And later I saw the materials, Watchtower. Actually, they are Jehovah's Witnesses, very nicely dressed, very kind, very approachable. They're trying to get her into the cult to join them in this big 5 million people cult all over the world of Jehovah's Witnesses.
这两位女士穿着很端端，那看到她的刊物之后呢，我知道她们是属于耶和华见证会的会友，这一个异端呢，在全球也有500万的跟随者。
Although they are bad in this country, they are very active in the ITEs, in the polytechnics. They go house to house, and they are growing, and they have their meetings, and many of them come disguised, very seductive, very powerful, and getting people into their system.
在新加坡呢，禁止耶和华见证会的这个活动，但他们在理工学院的工作或者他们的活动很活跃。
Opposite Life Church, Dunyan Road, if you go by that way, look out for the Mormon Temple. Just after Newton MRT, if you walk towards Dunyan, you see a big Mormon temple.
在生命堂的这个对面呢，有一座，这是像教堂的，这是摩门教的聚会所。
With 14 million worldwide, Mormonism is still growing, and one of them almost became the president of America during the previous election. One of them actually is a Mormon leader, and he went all the way to be nominated to be president of the most powerful country in the world. Can you imagine?
全球的摩门教徒呢，约有140万。美国曾经有一位摩门教徒呢，似乎成为或者被选上当总统。
When I go to China to teach in Harbin, the Pastor Tong Musu tell me that we lost some people to the Eastern Lightning Cult, Dong Fang San Tian.
我在中国，这家庭教会在教导的时候呢，那牧师告诉我说，他教会里头呢，有几位的信徒去跟随这一个组织，叫做东方闪电，今天称为万能教。
It's a very quiet and very, kind of clandestine group, but they're growing in numbers, and they say Jesus is a female. And all the ladies like, "Hallelujah, we're ready," because all the men has been dominating all this while.
他们主要的教义是基督是一位女性。
And sad to say, some of the house churches, some of them have fallen prey to this lightning cult that is affecting different provinces in northern China.
很可惜，在中国北方呢，很多
We've come to the end of our study of the elements in church building.
所以这里给我们看到这建立教会的四个主要因素。
A soul to build, a mind to work, a heart to pray, and an eye to watch.
建立上帝的国，我们要同心，要一起的祷告，然后最后呢，我们要这个警醒。
I pray that New Life Church will characterize these four elements in your church as you build the church, as you witness for Christ, as you gather together as a church to discuss the matters of the faith and the ministry of this church, that you have the same spirit as in the days of Nehemiah.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要一起来建立上帝的教会，愿这四个大因素呢，显现在我们的教会当中。
And may the name of the Lord be praised as His people be working, be praying, be seeking, and watching as we see His soon coming and against dark forces that will invade us in the last days.
在耶稣基督回来之前，愿他的名在我们当中被高举。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Almighty and eternal Heavenly Father,
永恒大能的上帝,
we thank Thee that Your Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
你的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
We thank Thee for the example of Nehemiah and his team that we can learn spiritual lessons from him.
我们为这尼西米还有他同工的见证来感谢你。
Lord, we confess many times we fail in our working, in our praying, even in our watching, we have been found wanting.
神啊，我们向你承认，因为我们在这几方面有这失败的地方。
We pray that Thou would be merciful to us and give us a new spirit to revive us again.
给我们有一个重新的灵，一个复兴的灵。
That we will be able to say like Nehemiah, so built we the wall, and we, by Thy grace, continue to build the kingdom of God.
像尼西米所说的，我们要修造城墙。
So bless every leader from the pastor to the last member, that the meeting that will follow will be edifying and glorifying to Thy holy name.
愿神你带领将要举行的这会友大会。
All this we ask and pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.